Today is the Holy Trinity Sunday. And usually, after the Pentecost Sunday, we celebrate the Holy Trinity Sunday. And it so happened, today is another special day that we celebrate the Father's Day. Therefore, I thought to share some of the thoughts that we find in the three readings for today, especially from Proverbs chapter 8 verses 1 to 4, and Romans chapter 5 verses 1 to 5, and John 16 verses 12 to 15. When we think about the Holy Trinity, we need to understand the real existence of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The very first thing that we need to understand is that the Holy Trinity means it's not only a concept, it's not only a doctrine in the Holy Church. Sometimes we remain saying that it's a concept, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And also we remain, it's a doctrine in the church. But my dear friends, it takes us further more. It's more than a doctrine, it's a relationship. It's a coexistence. It's a healthy existence. In the society we live, it is very diverse. People are diverse, different people, they speak different languages. There are different groups of people, there are different parties, there are different points of views of the people. So, naturally, the world in which we live is diverse, full of diversity. Even when you look at the nature, it's full of diversity. The trees are not the same. The flowers are not the same, the fruits are not the same. So we are living in a diverse world, diverse society. But what we need to understand here is the diversity is not a bad thing. Diversity should not lead us to divisions. But diversity should be a healthy existence. I will give you one example, beautiful examples that we often see. Look at the rainbow. Does the rainbow has one color? It has so many colors. Because it has so many colors, we see it, we admire it, we watch it, and say it's beautiful. Suppose the rainbow has one color, we might not notice it. But because it has so many colors, diverse colors, we admire it in the appreciation. So man is created in the image of God. But the problem is, when he, his own qualities, bring to the center and put God to the corner or the periphery, there you will experience the divisions. So wherever you see divisions, you notice that God is not the center. God is in the periphery. So therefore, as Christians, we are called to understand this fact. The Holy Trinity is reminding us to live in unity. Live in love. So therefore we need to be clothed with this divine quality of love and unity and cast away all these divisions that we have in our society. It can be a caste, it can be a group, it can be a color, it can be a language, it can be ethnicity. All these things are minor. Put those things to the periphery, but bring God's love and God's unity to the center. Now, today we are celebrating the Holy Trinity, but sometimes we understand Holy Trinity are three gods, because we have Father, we have Son, and we have Holy Spirit. How do we understand this? It's a very complex thing that we struggle to understand. In the creation of story, we find the Father created. The Son is there as a Word. The Word, God created the world with His Word. So Word was Son, and the Spirit of God is moving in the creation. And also another example, in the baptism of Jesus, Father was there as a voice. He said, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to Him." And the Spirit was present as a dove. It says in the Gospel that after the baptism, the Holy Spirit came as a dove and rested upon Jesus. So Jesus is there, Father God is there as a voice, the Spirit God is there as a dove. So the existence of the Holy Trinity is cooperative, collective, and they work in unity. Now, I don't know whether still you may be able to understand what Holy Trinity means. So therefore, I want to give you a very practical example. Now, I have something for you to show. Can you show that to all the people quickly? First, show to the choir. Look at, observe what is there. Something very important. Go this way, Buddha. Okay. So those who have seen it, yes, reflect what is there in the small outskirts. Okay. Yeah. Right. So, what is this? What is this? Huh? Onion. Onion. What is this? Okay. So, then what is in this basket? Onions. So, when we take out and show what is this, you will say onion. Another one, you will say onion. Another one, you will say onion. And the whole basket is onions. Okay. Try to understand the concept of the Holy Trinity. So we are not talking about three gods here. We are not talking about three onions here. There are three onions. Aren't they? There are three onions, you see. You saw it. But it is onions. It is onions. Therefore, the Holy Trinity is the same. We say Father, we say Son, we say Holy Spirit. But that is God, divine God, one God. So in the Romans chapter 8, the Romans chapter 5, we see that, Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 to 8, speaks about the wisdom Wisdom is coming from your head. Now we mark the sign of the cross, no? Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's very important. What is the meaning? Wisdom coming from your head, Father, is the most important. The Proverbs speaks, you gain wisdom, try to make wisdom. So wisdom. And then, the Son, in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 5, it says, God the Son, who revealed as the love of God. Love is coming from the heart. Love is coming from the heart. So Father, wisdom, the Son, love, and the Holy Spirit. What is the shoulder? We touched the two shoulders here. Right? Why do we touch shoulders? What are you doing? What is the sign or symbol of the shoulders? If you want to carry something heavy, how do you carry? You put them in the shoulder and carry. That is the responsibility. So when we touch the two sides of the shoulders, the Holy Spirit helps us to fulfill our responsibilities. Holy Spirit helps us to fulfill, empower us to fulfill our responsibilities. And that is why we make this sign, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this is the divine presence that we remember. The wisdom, the love, and the responsibilities that we have towards our people. Therefore, my dear friends, Bible gives us so many fatherhood images. The stories are there about fathers. And there are so many parables about fathers. The loving father or the prodigal son, the story. Always father becomes a hero for us. There are some children gathered here. Father is your hero. He shows us the path of victory. Father is the strength and our protection. Father is our guide and our teacher. A father is the model, an example of father. When you have children, think how your father has guided you. How has your father been a strength and protection for you? Therefore, my dear children, and also fathers, we remember our Heavenly Father, as we think about Father's Day, celebrate Father's Day today. It's very important to understand because it talks about the relationship. The relationship. So I would say the fatherhood is the beginning of the relationship. Even in our families, in our society, in our church. Therefore, this morning, let us give thanks to God, our Father, and for all their commitment and the time and every blessing that we have received from them. Some of the fathers may not be alive today. They're going to be with the Lord. But still, we can appreciate their life. We can thank God because through our fathers, we have come into this world. So let us thank God for all our fathers and ask God to bless all of them, to grant them good health and strength. Let us pray. Creator God, we thank and praise you once again for revealing yourself to us as God of originity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, help us to live in love and unity as you live in love and unity. And today we thank you, Lord, for all our fathers, for all their life that they have sacrificed in order to make our life a beautiful one.
We ask this prayer in the holy and blessed name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.